As a new president takes office on Friday, the city of Seattle will mark the occasion with a huge event for immigrants and refugees. It's a symbolic contrast to events in Washington, D.C., and it also aims to help about 1,000 immigrants with citizenship applications and other legal services. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
The incoming president ran on a campaign of stricter immigration enforcement. He made disparaging comments about Mexicans, Muslims, and refugees. On Inauguration Day, Seattle officials want to send a clear response.
That Seattle is a welcoming city, and we want people to live here without fear.
That's Ku Vu. She heads Seattle's Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs, and she's like the orchestra conductor for Friday's event and the hundreds of volunteers on deck to help. The day's program includes family safety planning. That's for undocumented parents who worry about deportation or separation from their children. Attorneys will help with temporary guardianship forms, legal advice, and citizenship applications. The event will take place at Seattle Center's McCaw Hall and cost the city about $100,000. Some criticize this use of city funds. Vu defends it.
Well, the reality is that immigrants pay taxes regardless of immigration status. So they are not here using services without paying taxes, and we know that. But the bigger case is the question we ask ourselves, what kind of city do we want to be?
Dozens of community partners are also donating support, from free attorneys and translators to food, coffee, and photocopier machines, so people can walk away with their completed paperwork in hand. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.